Okay, where Hilchis Beyim, Aleph and Beis, we dealt with Beyim Tmeyim. Here, beginning from Sif Gimel, we deal with the dinim of Beyim of kosher minim, kosher types of birds, but that can have other problems. Beyas Nevelu Trefa, Afilu Nigmra, Shekiyaitzabadim Keres Peshuk Asura. The egg of a bird that's a nevela that was killed without a kosher shechita, a trefa, even if it had a good shechita, but the animal inside was found to have a simen trefis, a filu nigmara, even if the egg is a complete egg, the shell is hard, shekiyaisabad and keres b'shuk, of the type that would be sold in the shuk, asura. Nevertheless, it's asur. Now, before we finish the sif, but we have to understand why. Why is the egg found in the in the bird of a nevela or laid by a treifa, even if it came out? Why is it aser? So there's a difference between a nevela and a treifa. Let's see the shach. Shaches. Beyas nevela ina yaseh lemid rabbanan. The egg that's found in a dead chicken is only asa midrabanan, de minat Torah mutter. Da efsha shetigmar lachamisa, the egg didn't finish forming after the mother died. Obviously it formed when the mother was alive. And so why shouldn't it be a regular kosher egg? Ubeas trefa asura minat Torah. A beya of a trefa, that's already an issa deraisa, but why? Mibnei sha'achachach nigmara be'isser. Because what formed this egg? What formed this egg was the trefa chicken. Because the trefa chicken formed the egg, so it's yaitze min atame tame. Something that comes from a non-kosher thing is itself non-kosher.
What about the egg that came out yesterday from this bird?
So we're going to see that soon, the remotes I'm talking about. The question is what came out beforehand.
Previously,
okay,
when
good. What happens if this became a trefa? We know right before Shechita, something happened to the bird. It fell and it became a trefa. And then you find that egg inside. So l'chayah, that should be mutter, because that egg was formed by the kosher chicken. So to shach, osim in atayra de loy plug. It's still an issa d'oraisa because of loy plug. Can't cause a beis yosef. That's a very, very strange thing.
Osim
in atayra because of a loy plug. So the prima gardim, which for you do have on the back page of your photostat on Shaches, he says Mashakos in Sif Seidas, which is on the Shach Oisches Beyas Ayin Shach Mashakos of the Yalda Miyad Havidin Tyra who shall I be digduk? If it was already the Yalda Miyad gave birth to the egg right after it became a trefa. Havidin Torah, that's also in the Torah, Shalai B'Digdut, that's not correct. Farkasavnu, the Havidin Rabbanan. Umukomakai machmirinam b'sveikai, lois dosu chazal v'shiyorin. When the Shach says that it's an Issa D'Oraisa, he doesn't mean it's an Issa D'Oraisa. Loy plug is an Issa D'Rabbanan. We treat it like an Issa D'Oraisa. In those who have the Shulchan Aruch, it's just two pages over the Prima Gadim. It's an unusual setup from the printer. If you have the Shulchan Aruch, you'll have this page of Prima Gadim on Simen Pei Vav, and then it continues on the next page, but it says there's Simen Pei Gimel, Hilchas Dagim. You don't have it, but those who have a Shulchan Aruch have it. It's a printer's error. It should say Simen Pei Vav, Hilchas Beyim, instead of Simen Pei Gimel, Hilchas Dagim. But anyway, so the Prima Gadim Taka says that the Shach is Lav Davka. Nevertheless, what's the aside that we're dealing with? We're learning his side that Beyas Nevela is also Midrabanan. It's a Gzeirah to Beyas Trefa. And the Bey of a Trefa, that's an Isser Dairaisa. Because it was formed by the mother who was a Trefa, so the Melo, the egg itself, also has a din of a Trefa. So when we buy a box of eggs, how do we know that the chickens weren't, that didn't come from a trefa chicken? So the answer is that we're really Seimach HaRoi. We're going to have to see what the din is by Nisariv, the Shulchan Aruch, the Nisariv Be'elav Kulam Asuras. So we're going to have to wait a minute. But just before we go weiter, there's an issue here. You shecht, you we're talking not you shecht, but you have a dead chicken, you open it up, you find an egg. And it's an egg which is a complete egg inside. So we neman, I mean, atayra, that egg is kosher, and we drop on and it's not. Why isn't that egg in the nevela? It's part of the mother. The egg was never laid. The animal, the nevela can't give birth. The nevela is dead already. So obviously it means you opened it up and you found the egg inside. Why isn't that egg a part of the nevela? We see, what we're learning here is that if you have a complete egg in the mother, even though it's still in the chicken, it does not have a din of a part of the nevela. It has a din of an egg for onto itself. Now this is another nafkamina. The egg of a shkuta, the egg of a shechted animal. If you shecht a chicken, you take out an egg. That egg is zichah kosher. Right? Kosher no matter what stage it's in, because it's part of a kosher bird. Is that egg fleishik or is that egg parif? Is that a part of the mother or not a part of the mother? And by extension, the same shayla, when is this egg in a nevela part of the nevela? When is it not part of the nevela? So it's actually Gemara in Be'edav Zayin. And later in Simon Pei Zayin, Hilchas Basa B'cholov, we paskin like the Chachamim there, Be'im Ham Nitzoyim Ba'ayfais, there's a shechted animal, a shechted bird. You find an egg in a shechted bird, and hen gemurais. If they're complete, then it's parif, even though you find it in. What's complete? Hainu sheyesh lam chelbayin b'chelmayin. It's got the white and the yolk. Afal pishe mu'ura begidden. Even though it's still connected begidden, harizeh gemura umut aloich labuchal. What? And, well, he doesn't mention anything about the shell. Mu'ura begidden, okay.
There's a whole way.
So I'd like, not everyone's as much an expert in chickens as you are, your Achmiel.
I'm a chicken.
I'd like to read to you something from the Yad Yehuda. The Yad Yehuda is a pirish on these parts of Yeridei, on Bas Lachal, Teruv, Shchit, and Treifis. And he always has tremendous arichasin, a bit chidushim, ga'in otzum, but usually we don't pass him like the Yad Yehuda. He very often has radical shittas. I'd like to read what.
This
is in. He doesn't have an Hilchas Beis. He has an Hilchas Basa B'chala, and he says the following: Machba Shariisi Kamat Kol Achrayim. I saw almost every Achrim, V'gam Ktsas Me'ar Rishayim, Mishmas Aneidim, and some of the Rishayim. Vayhayu B'kiyin Klal B'derech Gidul Beim. And they had no idea how eggs grow in a chicken. And I don't mean to insult them. The Gemara says even about Rebbe, he wasn't an expert in chickens. So he says, I'll explain to you the way the eggs grow in a chicken. Kachi. Kozman shaloi nigmar yofa hachelmain hutoli be'eshkel. The chicken has a cluster of egg yolks at the base of the spine, and as long as the chelmain, that's the yolk, is not mature, it's still hanging on this eshkel. I guess if you had to compare it, you would compare it to a woman, a human being, has. The eggs are all before they mature. The eggs mature for 75 days in the ovaries, and until they're ready to have a possibility of becoming a human being, they stay in the ovary. When they mature, then they float out of the ovary down the fallopian tubes, and then if it becomes pregnant. If not, it floats out. So he's saying that it stays attached to the eshkel in the chicken. Calls a man, the yolk is not mature. It's not ready to be developed into a chicken. Acha shenigma lagamri. Once the yolk is completely formed, ubo ha'eis lahaschil lehes habes olav achelbain, and it's the time for the chelbin to begin.
Hu nekar beya eshkel v'nichnes b'saycha ein. It detaches itself from the cluster, and it goes into the body of the cavity of the chicken. Hu b'sham ishava olav hachelbein.
Ein is the womb.
Ha'ein is the womb. Okay. Hu b'sham ishava olav hachelbein, and there the white starts to form. Umetchila hi kamayim b'lay kliba. It starts off very liquidy, with no shell. Achakach nasolav aklipa levena, and then it starts to develop. Should say klipa levona. It has here a yud. I don't know why. Vachakach miskasha aklipa, and then after a while the klipa gets hard. The e efshir ba'olam lahakshis olav achelba lizhavis olav achelbain v'hu tali be'eshkol v'seich aguf. It never once going to happen that the white starts to form when it's still attached to the eshkel, when it's still what we call ma'ura begidin, still attached to the spine. The tesili avru lefanai oifais lemeyes ulalafim. He says, I checked hundreds and thousands of birds. Leimatzasi la'echad sheyitali be'eshkel v'chel boin v'chel main. V'chein dover sheyefshehu klal. It's not physically possible. He doesn't say who's quoting, but he says that's the Metzius. Metzius is, calls a man, it's attached to the Eshkel, it's only a yoke. And once it detaches, that's when the white starts to form. So that is not like the language of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch's Lashon, which is coming to be Ma'arar on, not here, but in Pei Zayin, is that Bayim Hanimtsim Ba'ifais. Name Gemurais. The Gemara says Gemurais. That's all the Gemara says. Shulchan Aruch says Hainu. What is Gemurais? This is in Pei Zayin. Sheyesh lahem chelbein v'chelmein. They have a white and a yolk. Afapish she mura begidden. How is a Gemura? Even though it's still mura begidden, it's still attached to the eshkel. That is a beya Gemura mutalais lo b'chala. Mura begidden means attached to the eshkel. The Shach says that later. He touches it at the end. I don't know why he does that, but in Shach Yud Beis later again in Pesayim, those who don't have a Shulchan Aruch won't be able to see it. But he says Afili Meura Adayin BeEshkel. Meura begin. He says Afilu Hi Meurim Adayin BeEshkel. Kachim Baruch Chaim. UPirish Meuris BeEshkel. Pirish Rashi Mechubareis BeBasar Hashadra. Why does it mean Mu'urais be'eshkel? It means still connected to the base of the spine. So it sounds like Mu'ura begidden means that. Now, if there's some other stage that can be Mu'ura begidden, I never saw one. I never opened one chicken that saw an egg. He says he saw thousands, and that's the way he's describing it. So he's saying that there's no such metzius, that you can't have something that's Mu'ura begidden and already has a white. Now, it's a very complicated statement. It sounds very simple, what he's saying. He's saying a certain metzius. They're disagreeing with the Shulchan Aruch on the metzius. When you learn the Gemara, it changes the whole sugya in the Sefer Beya. The language of the Gemara in Beya is Hashaychid is Atar Negailas Amotzah Ba'beim Gemurais Utareis Lo'echlam B'chalot. That's what you pass. You shecht a chicken, you find Beim Gemurais, complete eggs, whatever that means. You're allowed to eat it with Rabbi Yaakov Aimer, im haya b'imurais begidden asurais. Rabbi Yaakov says, if it's attached with gidden, which we understand to mean attached to the Yeshkel, to the Shedra, then asurais. Who's more machmir, who's more mekel? So let's see. If you learn Beim Gemurais, the way the Shulchan Aruch does, then it could be a Beim Gemura. It's still attached to gidden. But as long as the chelbein and chelbein are finished, that's gemurais. So Rabbi Yaakov says, "The ma'amurais begin nasurais." He's machmir, and he's a machmir. If you learn, like the Yad Yehuda says, is the fact. And what's about beim gemurais mutarais? The Tanakhama says beim gemurais has to mean later, because muris begin is much earlier. So then, if Mamish reverses the seder advarim of who's the machmir and who's the mekel, depending on how you understand the metzius. So I don't know, how to defend the Shulchan Aruch from the time of the Yad Yehuda. I don't know, maybe different animals, different birds have different ways of developing their eggs. I have no idea. No, because it doesn't. The fertilization is not enough gamina till after it detaches. Every chicken has yolks. Every mature chicken has yolks attached to the eshko. And if it doesn't become pregnant, if it's not impregnated by a rooster, so to lay it out, it'll be safna miyara. It'll be.
It's also mudbug and also mukhubar. I mean, one is going to take up. I prefer mudbug, so it's not exactly.
You know, so I think if I understand Dr. Steyer, he's saying that maybe mu'ura begin could mean attached, like the Yad Yehuda understood. He had a taina. Well, maybe it means it's just close to it. It's a davuk. Maybe it could be. It could be that there's some. Again, I don't know. I have no clue what the mitzvah is. I suppose if you know how to navigate the internet, you can find you can click on something that'll show you the whole period of the becoming one. I went on the internet to find a telephone number, and after 25 minutes, I just got information. I somehow can never click on anything. I don't know. I think you have to have patience. according to him, they're not saying the same thing, because according to him, it is more a beginning. Then after it ceases to be more a beginning, it takes a while for it to become gemurah. It doesn't have the chelban yet. So I look at the Aruch HaShulchan. He also seems to be bothered a little by the mitzvahs. He doesn't have an arichus. He just says that when it says that it has chelban and chelmain and it's more a beginning, he says the word chelban means that you could see it started to form the chelbain. You could see it's the haskala of the chelbain. Maybe the mitzias is such that it's the chelbain starts to attach when it's still more beginning. Again, I don't know, but that's how the Aruch HaShulchan seems to be dealing with this difficulty. Now, getting back to what we're discussing, when we're talking now about an egg that's found in a chicken, and we're saying it's only an issa d'rabbanan, we have to apply what it says there. It's only an issa d'rabbanan if it's a beya gemura. And we have to know what beya gemura means. It means ein amura begin, that's certain. It means it doesn't have any attachment anymore. Well, once it comes out, it doesn't have an attachment, but there's no sign of an attachment to the eshkel. If you open a chicken and you find an incomplete beya, that's an issa d'oraisa beyas nevela. Because there, it's not a complete egg. If it's an incomplete egg, then it's still part of the mother chicken, just like in Pezayin, it has a din of basa b'chalav. The same thing over here, it have a din of nevela, or even menachai, if it comes out incomplete, but it have a din of a nevela, what we're talking. So when we say beyas nevela is only an issa d'rabbanan, we shouldn't get it confused. If that's only a complete egg that comes from a nevela, which is, I think, rare. When you talk about an industry where they take egg yolks out of slaughtered chickens because it's a quality egg yolk and there are problems with it, that's already an issa d'oraisa. Because they're talking about eggs that are have a din of the basa nevela. So it's a very important distinction to be aware of. You know, it's like margala bapume, somebody learns yaradaya, so you know that it's beis nevela, drabana. If you have sfeikis, he can be meikel. But you have to realize what's a beis nevela. It's some stage of beya gemura, which is after ma'ura begin, for sure. And at that stage, it's only a drabana, it's still a drabana, but it's sfeikis, he can be meikel. But what they talk about today in the industry about beya of nevela, they're talking about it as a deraisa. They're talking about it being when they slaughter chickens and take out the yolks. that's a problem. Even a shechted chicken, when they take out the yolk cluster, it's fleishik. It's still not something you would market as eggs, as part of eggs.
So it's the same criterion of fleishik egg and the nevelin egg.
So it seems to be the same criteria. We get to siftalid. We'll see in a minute. That if anything, it's more chomer here than there. Yeah, we'll see.
So if you have a chicken which is a trip, whatever. And you let it die by itself. It's a nevela, right? Then you find an egg in it, You say this is
negative and it's a let's put it. No, it's also negative treifa. Negative treifa. It was formed by the treifa.
If you then shaft it, it becomes kosher.
No.
I would do another psi on it, and I would find some seven treifas inside, and I would say, hey, this is not a nevela.
It's true. Any nevela, if you're going to find the treifas in the chicken, it's going. You're right. It's going to make it worse. It's going to make it into a treifa. 100%. It happens to be that chickens do pretty well. It's very rare to find treifas in chickens. I don't know if that's because the chickens that they shech today are very young chickens, or just chickens live longer than animals. I don't know.
Maybe chickens.
Yeah, so are the animals, though.
Controlled environment.
The animals are also in a controlled environment.
The free-range chickens
could be. Very well could be.
So are these eggs used for frozen eggs?
Which? Yeah. No, if not, now it has a hechsher, they wouldn't use these eggs.
I'm thinking commercially, are they used?
What I was told that the scandal that took place in the 60s, I don't know if the metzias changed, was because in the treifa egg industry, I'm talking about the frozen eggs, the egg yolk industry, they do use slaughtered egg yolks. Egg yolks from slaughtered chickens in the egg, because it gives it a very fatty texture, which is what they're looking for. And what I had heard was that was the issue, the kashrus issue over the egg yolks, and that's why there are those who are very wary of using egg yolks unless it has a very good hechsher, because there was this problem. I assume it's still that way. I don't know for sure. So it's amazing when they shecht an animal, had every bit of it that they could salvage for something or other. They salvage, you know, they come around to the butcher stores where they take off the chaylev, and where they trim it, they don't throw away. When they trim off the fat, they don't throw it in the garbage, they throw it in the can, and they come around, it looks like a big garbage truck. It is a big garbage truck, but it's not garbage. It's a garbage truck, and they put in the fats, and they take it off to be processed.
Salami.
For who knows what, yeah. everything is used. And I assume that the eggs in chickens are good. Now, I don't know today if it's common to have mature chickens. When we went to Empire, the chickens were not, they were young chickens. They didn't have any clusters of eggs, none of them. And they had clusters of eggs in them. They were young chickens.
So you have the gideon to use for instruments, and this one they
use for this. That's right, different animals. Okay, but they use the different parts. All right, now let's finish the Mechaber. So again, we have Beyas Nevelu Treifa, which we've explained these three types. You have a fully formed Nevela, which is the Rabbanan, egg of a Nevela, which is the Rabbanan, a fully formed egg of a Treifa, which is the Raisa, an unformed one, so that we're going to understand is a Deraisa, is a Nevela, a Filo Nigmara Shekiyetiv and Keres Beshuk, a Sura, a Filo Nisarev Be'elef, Kulan Asurais. Now, even if one of them is mixed into 1,000 others, they're all aser. Why? Why should an egg that gets mixed with 1,000 others be aser? So we would understand either al tzavar shebeminyan or al tzbaria. The shach in sifkat and tes in sifkat and yud is matmiya. He says tema. He says tzavar shebeminyan. Right, things changed in the time of the Gemara, in the time of the Shulchan Aruch. Eggs were sold sometimes by minyan and sometimes by mishkol, sometimes by weight and sometimes by piece. The truth is, today they do sell commercially. They sell egg by weight. You know, sometimes you get big eggs, small eggs. They sell it. They do sell by weight, and certainly egg yolks they sell by weight. But anyway, in the time of Shulchan Aruch was sold sometimes by minyan, sometimes by mishkol. In the Gemara, there's a machlaikis. If that's called the davar shebeminyan, if you remember, the Gemara has es shadarka limnais tanan or kol shadarka limnais tanan. Es shadarka limnais means it's only sold by minyan. Kol shadarka limnais means it's also sold by minyan. Now the mechaber shita is that the bechlal doesn't hold the davar shebeminyan. He says only the five things counted there. There are five specific things. Now it says for the Teine Badon and the something Mitzri, there are like five very chashuv things. Now they're not chashuv, I don't know what they are, which are very chashuv. Everything else, you know, the Mechaber doesn't hold the Davar Shebeminyan. The Ramah holds Esh Hadarkei Limnais. He holds things that are only counted. eggs which go both ways don't have a din of a davar shebeminyan. So the Shach says he doesn't know what's going on here. Davar shebeminyan, it's not. Beria, it's also machlokes if an egg is a beria. We pass can only an egg sheyesh beyafrayach is a beria, because it had some chiyus in it. A regular egg is not something that ever had chiyus, and therefore it's not a beria. So the Shach is matmiya. It's of cotton yud tema the zayin ayel l'svara sefer atrumis the sviel adavish and darkly limkar pa'amim ba'amid pa'amim b'minyan k'may bay aloy batal al fima shapasik ha-mechaber l'kamare simen kuf yud ka-ramam z'yata yafil ha-dvarim shadakim nimlai sla aylam b'taylam mechaber sheet is even some that's always counted is batal except for those remain ba'da and then the other part of the list ba'aflo rabba'a go'a. The pasuk sham davar shadakim limnais tamid lay batal kochem beis shapamim meichrin sam alay bayim. They sell it by value batal kedama b'shasrish bayim. So here's matmiya. The Taz is likewise matmiya. It's very hard to understand. Kiveg is matmiya. It's very hard to understand what the mechaber was saying here that a filu be'elaf lay batal. The Aruch HaShulchan suggests that maybe. If an egg is a berry, is a machlokes. If an egg is a davar shebeminyan, is a machlokes. We pass this not a berry, it's not a davar shebeminyan. But maybe the mechaber is machmir, we have both together. This is something which you have like a sex faker. Is it a berry or a makel? But there are some rishonim that hold it's a berry. Is it a davar shebeminyan or a makel? But there are some rishonim holds a davar shebeminyan. So you take the two chumras together, maybe that's why the mechaber was machmir. Of course, this is a tremendous, tremendous nafgamina nowadays. If you were to know that there's a bayas treifa mixed in, is that filah be'elafle batel? Is that filah be'elafle batel? It'll be a problem. If somebody found out that in a certain chicken farm, they take the eggs of the nevelis and they stick it in, so you can't buy any chickens from the whole chicken farm because it's a filah be'elafle batel. Any eggs from the chicken farm because it's a filah be'elafle batel. We make imagine the ad in the paper. They discovered one egg in this farm the last week. They put in one beya from a trefa into one of the styrofoam boxes, and you can't buy any of them. These farms can have 100,000 eggs, so you can't buy any. So it's a tremendous nafkamina here. Well, if you know there's one, then it's a question of bittel. If there's a suffik, if there's one, then that's the next line in Shulchan Aruch. Suffik! What?
If you go to buy eggs, you're not getting from this farm. No.
If you know, you're getting from that farm. That's what I'm talking about. If you know, you're getting from that farm. What?
No,
there's a suffik. I have a suffik in Ibeas Nevela, in Ibeas Shchuta, Muteres. I feel a beloit Taruvis. I have a suffik, Beas Trefa, Beas Shchuta, Asura. A suffik of a Beas Trefa, or a Beas of a Shchuta. Does it mean a bay of a shchuta? He means the gabe. No, the discussion is it a treifa? Is it a non treifa? It should say bayas treifa or bayas ain't a treifa. Anyway, asura is awesome. The nishchata
hanagaylis. Well, it's an asura, it's only a
drabana. No, treifa. The vela, which is only a drabana, is muta. Treifa, which is a deraisa, is awesome. The nishchata. The Shulchan Aruch is Mekel. If it's a Suffolk, the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel. By Suffolk based Nevela. See, Zakhtar Ramav, and Nishchata Hatar Negailus, and Nishchas Trefa, Din Beim Kedin Cholav She Nichlava Mebehema. Someone asked before, what happens if you shecht an animal, you find a treif, what about the eggs that laid the last few days? It says that's the same din as by milk. By milk, the halacha is, that if there's a sign that the maka is there for a while, you can tell an injury develops some type of a scab. So if it has some type of scab, which indication it's been there for a while, it's called huglat hamaka, then the milk for the last 3 days is also has to be thrown out. If you find, now obviously if you find the treifus that was there, if it was born that way, then obviously everything is treif. But if it's an injury, so only 3 days is also. Therefore, by an egg, it'll be asa for how many days? 2 days. Why two? Remember the Gemara in the beginning of Beya? Gemiri lan kol Beya shenol da ha'idna me'yas mal gamrale. We have a Kabbalah that when the egg is finished, it takes a while for the chicken to actually expel the egg from its body. So kol beya, any egg that was laid, if the egg was in the body of the chicken, we're not talking. So any egg that was laid, so it would be asa. So anything that was formed the last 3 days is treif. But it was laid 3 days ago, it's not a problem, because then it was formed 4 days ago. So therefore, that would be the halacha of the beya. What about lach balach? If it's in a mixture, cracked egg, it's in a mixture lach balach. And same thing, let's say you know that in a chicken place, an egg place where they make frozen eggs, there was one egg of a treifa and nevela that got mixed in. How is that bottle? So it's certainly not a davar shebimi, it's certainly not a barrier. So the Prima Gadim writes on Shach Tes. He has an interesting case. He says, Veda. Beyim shenishbru b'kaira. He cracks some eggs into a bowl. The yesh echad mehem shel treifa. It's about 8 lines on the bottom on this shach. The yesh echad mehem shel treifa. You find one of them is treif. V'adayin kol hachel moinim kol echad b'fneyats moi loy trufis. So when you crack eggs into a bowl, the white mixes immediately. The egg yolks stand by themselves. They're not scrambled. Yesh me hasafik kamosha agit. Says I'm not sure what the din is. May I base Yosef mashma because the Rashi teres habayis aorach lufarish tivri aram perikdos vav mecholis asuris halachuchah shetaraf oynis arif haynu shvurais shuv ein teres yavei shalayim ubin on samach. Says from the mashmais of the Rashi is that once it's cracked open, this chumra doesn't apply. There's that bottle. Ubinat samach, but you do need shishim. It has a din like trufas. Scrambled eggs. Scrambled eggs, you need 60. It's bottled b'shishim. Now it's a kula. You don't say you need 1,000. You only need 60. V'aprichadash kasav kol shein shavurais loy trufais hechabaynim lach balachem v'chamaynim yaveh shein ayin sham. So he brings a dispute. If you crack the eggs into a bowl and the yolks are still there, it's shvurais loy trufais. They're cracked open but not scrambled together. Do they have a din of yavesh b'yavesh? Or do they have a din of lach balach? Do you have to fish out the egg yolks? Certainly in Svara, we would understand that it's yavesh b'yavesh. So it would come out that an egg that's scrambled or the egg whites certainly are bottle b'shishim. The egg yolks cause a man they're noticeable by themselves. Then they're yavish b'yavish. That's how he fears it's like the prichadosh that it's yavish b'yavish. But once it's mashed together, then it's mutter. He says, well, if you see it and you realize it's isser when it's whole and you scramble it anyway, that's aim about l'nis l'chatchila. But at any rate, at that stage, if it's nicker, a person has to take it out. If it's not nicker, it's a kula. It'll be bakal b'rayi. And that's the din of the egg yolk. So in our frozen eggs or packaged liquid eggs, we would have a maila that this chumra of the mechaber, afilu be'elof le'bakal, once it's trufais, that there's no shayla, that's bakal b'shishin. You don't need this machlekes to shach in the Shulchan Aruch if it needs 1,000 or not. A sif dalit, he katar v'gailas al znava. If you hit a chicken on its tail, you ever saw a tail on a chicken? Huh? I guess we wouldn't know. But anyway, I guess it means on its
rear end.
On its
on its backside.
On its posterior. V'pila beitzasa, and you bang, gave it a good clap, and now it laid its egg. Kaidim shenigbara, and the egg is incomplete. Mutarais, ve'en kamishum eva menachai. That egg is mutter, v'hu she'ena mu'ura begidin. Provided that it's not mu'ura begidin, as long as it's not still mu'ura begidin, you would like to think that just giving it a bang wouldn't help, wouldn't make it lay its egg. So then, as long as it's not mu'ura begidin, then it's okay. So here, all he requires is mu'ura begidin, and he requires that it's not mu'ura begidin at all. And that's a stira to Simen Pei Zayin Sif Hei. In Simen Pei Zayin Sif Hei, it said that even if it is Mura Begidden, if the Chelbain and the Chelmain are already formed, then it's still Mutter. And here it just says, Wushayna Mura Begidden. So the Shach and Taz is the Kasha and Simon Pei Zayin. That's the second one. So the is that it's a Stira to Simon Pei Vav. Now, according to the Yad Yehuda, it's not a Kasha. Yad Yehuda says there's no such Metzias. There's no such Metzias that it should be Mura Begidden and have a Chelbain and a Chelmain. But the way we read the Shulchan Aruch, it seems to be a steer between the two. So the Shach says it could be that there's a chilek between Dinei Eiver Min HaChai, which is Asimin, and the Dinim of Basa B'Cholav, which is Pei Zayin. Which should be more kuladik, Basa B'Cholav or Eiver Min HaChai?
Basa B'Cholav.
Why? Because Basa B'Cholav of a bird is a Drabana. So therefore, he says, by Basa B'Cholav of an Oif and Simen Pei Zayin, Wemekel, as long as it's Nigmar HaChelbain VaChelmain, that it's already considered to be not Basar. You can have it with milk. In Simen Pei Vav, Siftalu, where we're talking about Eva Menachai, so here, we're Machmir. We say, it must be Ein Amura Begidden. It's not enough. The Chelbain and the Chelbain are form. You need Ein Amura Begidden as well. Now this Shach, Baita, is a tremendous nafkamina to us. When we talk about a Beya found in a Nevela, they open up a Nevela and find an egg. When is that egg considered to be Nevela? And when is it not? When is it Bosa Nevela? When is it only a Durabana? So if you learn Pei Zai and you think, well, if it has Chelbain and Chelmain, it's fine. Well, it's not more of a Gidden. But the Shach is saying, no, Sin and Pei Zai is only talking about this a Durabana. There, if it has the white and the yellow, it's already good, even if it's still more begin. Here, we're going on an Issa Deraisa. An Issa Deraisa must be totally not more begin in order for it to be mutter. And that's what we're going to pass it. That it has to be not more begin. Now, again, like the Yad Yehuda, I'm not telling you any Chiddush because it's always that way. And once it's not more, once it has the white and the yellow, it's always not more begin. But if this Metzias differently, then it'll be different. Okay, Sifhei. Now, before we move to Sifhei, I wanted to read the Pri Chadash. Yeah. You just look at it and see. I've never seen it. I can't answer you. It certainly does not have a hard shell. It's, I guess, it has a soft shell, and it's.
If we saw it, we'd know.
Yeah, you know, there's the story they always tell from a Baruch Bear. They once showed him as. A kurkuban. He said, oh, this is the halakha kurkuban. So he learned about kurkuban all his life. He never saw one in his eyes. They showed him a kurkuban, so he said, oh, the halakha kurkuban. So I don't know exactly what Mura Begidden looks like, but I don't know. Maybe get Dr. Babish to bring in next week a chicken with partially formed eggs in it. I don't know.
A whole bunch of them.
We'll ask you a bunch of them to pick. The problem with the Empire, we looked into the chickens. None of them had Eshkal Shobayim in them. They're all young chickens. And, you know, the longer it takes to raise the chicken, the more it costs. So they feed the chickens. And they what?
My kids.
Empire's chicken takes 54 days.
From when attached till
Okay.
At least long enough to count Sphira. Okay. Before Sifhei, I just wanted quickly to look at the Pri Chadash. Reisi b'sefer Shar HaShamayim. In the Pri Chadash on the left side. Wrong week for the Pri Chadash. I left my reading glasses. Reisi b'sefer Shar HaShamayim Maimur Hei Shekasav Zel HaShayinei. Right on the left side of the page,
like 10,
the Pri Chadash is the one that says above it Pri Chadash, and about halfway down, less than halfway, about a third down, it says Reisi in black letters, Reisi b'seifa shara shemayim maimer hesh gazel shani. Roy va'ifos kishiyatilu bayim lo yelidu rak pamachas b'yayim. Roy chickens. When they lay eggs, lay only one egg a day. Yesh tanagayla shemay lida bayim base pavim. Vimei samaher. The sub chickens are laid twice a day, and these don't live too long.
It's not one egg. It's one time. It could be many eggs. It's not just one egg. Right. It's one laying of many eggs, possibly, no?
I was unaware of that. They lay more than one at a time? I thought they lay one at a time.
I think they lay one at a time, but could have it at once that, times that.
Okay, fine. The truth is, people who do Shulech HaKein, they usually say they see more than one egg. But I don't know if they're a day apart or not. I don't know. You're talking to city folk. I have no idea. It does say it. V'yesh men shemelidais b'shnei chalmoidim. There's some that have two yolks in the egg. Now, if this has happened to us in the house, that we've opened an egg and found two yolks. V'hei mi bezeroim. They're from two yolks. They would have had two baby chickens. And from those will come out, now listen to this, twin chickens, bebeis roshim v'arba raglayim. You're going to have two heads and four legs to this chicken. It's if it could walk around, you would have something to show off. It won't live. That's if there's some separation between the two yolks. If there's no separation, you ever saw such a chicken? One head. What? Okay. Others say no. If it has a yolk, a separate, totally separate yolk, then it'll give birth to totally separate twins. Chen kosev Aristotelis b'sefer Balechayim. And he says, I don't know how Aristotelis is. It's Aristotle? Because he's calling Aristotle. B'sefer Balechayim in his book of Balechayim, Ad Kan. So it's interesting. Is there any, would Yad Yehuda have a comment? I don't know. He doesn't have another Zbeyim. Oy kosev Shom v'tavigoylis k'shetamin b'lahat l'beyim. When the chicken finishes, when it retires from laying eggs, it has its version of change in midlife. That last egg has only egg white. And sometimes you find one egg in a bigger egg. Small egg in a big egg. And therefore, the point here is, you don't have to be chayshish that this chicken, this egg, doesn't come from a chicken. It comes from some other creature that has different types of eggs. Because we said, anytime you find a different egg, you have to be chayshish from a different bird. So he's saying, yesh lahatir, it's muta. Gam kishayim lo elachol bein levad, hayaniru lahatir, al pi mashakosav achocham anisker. Elosh, yesh lahachim vizek, as far as harikash, sulasi, im nispatlu bimim bimine, beruba, yesh lahatir vishitas. He says that in the science books it says it's possible to have an egg with just chelba. The Marikash writes that no, if you have an egg with chelba in its treif, with only white its treif, because we said it has to have chelba in mibachutz and chelba in mibifnim. It sounds like the Prichadish is more neitel lahakol to accept what he found in the book that says that it's a normal thing. And he seems he's being machmir because the marry kash asin, but he said once it's a taruvis, he certainly could be maker. This is what he's writing. And besides the halachas here, it's just interesting how he takes something he found in a kadmon. He's mavar the metzias differently. And he's being maker. Even though it says in the marry kash, and really lashon shulchan aruch, that you have to have a chelbain and a chelmain. He's saying if you get an egg with just a chelbain, it's okay. That's not a steer to Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch was trying to tell you about the min of the mother. Is this a behemah kshera? If it always lays an egg with just a chelbain, obviously, if there's such a metzias, it would be treif. But if it always laid the normal egg, and now you get an egg with just egg white, no egg yolk, so he says that that's kosher. Does it ever happen? Anybody gets an egg with just... if you get one, bring it in, but you can't discover it until you crack it open.
We're saying they come from the cluster, that the cluster comes first. The home
he says there's no yolk. So he's saying it's possible to have an egg with no yolk, just an egg white.
Good for cholesterol.
And it's if you get one in your home, he's saying that it seems to be kosher. The very kasha acid, you should throw it out. I think we would throw it out anyway, just because it spooks you. What's wrong with the egg? But The Tarugus, at least, he says it does not. Okay, we go to Sifhei. Sifhei deals with the following issue. Whether the egg shell is a barrier for bleis from the chicken. I'd like to get to a very geshmak of the kasha from Rishul Leib Diskin. So I want you to understand it anyway. For the Shulchan, I shouldn't say what I said. But I want to lead up to something also. The question here is, if I cook, let's say I cook three eggs together. There's a minig to cook three eggs together. We want some samach vav, see exactly where it comes from. But there's a minig to cook three eggs. Why do you cook three eggs? So in case one is no good, two are good, it should be bottled. What's the problem? If you cook an egg, each egg is in a shell. Does the blia exit the shell? So we're going to see now, it's going to discuss whether the shell is a barrier or not. So let's see Sifhei. Beyas oiftame. We're talking about a really bad egg. It's an oiftame. It's not an avela, not a xeron, not a suffix, not a trefa. It's an abeyas oiftame. A no good egg. Shenis bashla imacheris. And it was cooked in a pot with others. Imhi bikli pasa eina oiseris. If the egg is in its peel, in its shell, it doesn't aser. The shell, the mechaber holds that the shell blocks the blia of the egg from exiting, from going out of the egg. Now let me explain why. Before you turn the page, just look at the beginning of Taz Test. Lo yahiva taima kashiva klipasa kivan she'emba mamish rak maya ba'alma. That's very important. The eggshell wouldn't protect if you wrapped an eggshell around a piece of the veil. Because the egg itself ain ba mamish rak maya ba'alma. Ein kayach ha'or shaylet b'teich ha'beya lo'haytzi gufa iser mimena. It doesn't have the power to take out the taste of a trefa egg out of the egg. Masha'eke b'beyas afrayach she'esham iser. Shudavar mamish. If there'll be a little chicken inside. Then komashi ha'yti mimena afel dekli pasa iser ha'chei. So it's a kula because an egg is maya ba'alma, because an egg doesn't have a whole lot of taste. And therefore, the klipa is enough of a barrier to prevent the blia from going out. Now back to the Shulchan Aruch. That's right, even Mim Beinah Minoi.
You sound like you don't need two protections. You don't need the klipa to go out and another klipa that you can go in.
That's right. It's here, it's even if you cooked it, you put an egg in the chalent. And it was the same thing. The klipa prevents it from going out.
What about that third problem?
What?
It becomes a hard-boiled egg.
Still Maya Ba'alma. The egg itself is considered to be Maya Ba'alma. It's considered to be. I didn't make the decision. That's the status of it. It's affected by the Kayach of the fire, but it's not Maflit the Maya. So you're saying the bleas go in through a shell. But that's fine, because we're saying solid bleas go through a shell. It's only egg bleas. The question is if the tea tastes like eggs. That's what they have to find out. If you soak, if you put a raw egg into water and see if it gets a taste of the egg. It shouldn't, according to this.
Why is it good when you put it in the chum?
Because the klipa protects.
How do ladies get down?
So the steps right behind you. There's steps behind you.
Thank you.
The chulz drinks whatever goes in, and then takes the taste of the bay, the calcium from the bay and comes out.
But how does the blia go out? How's it going to go out?
It's
the chulent goes out, but the egg doesn't go out.
You don't taste the egg in the chulent. You taste
the
chulent.
The egg doesn't
go
out.
The egg is the now mixed in with the chulent.
Yeah, but just like when you have water mixed with pieces of bran, you pour it through a sieve, the water comes through and not the bran. So here you're doing it through a shell. The egg taste doesn't go out. What's that? Now the im he klupa, if the egg is peeled, I assume it's a hard-boiled egg. Oiseres, then it asks everything else. The imi nakuva, and even if it just has a hole in the shell, dina kklupa. V'tzarech samach alav beim shel heta kineg de levatlo. We had this in Taruvis. By eggs, they made a gezeira, because not all eggs are the same size. Instead of shishim, you eat shishim va'achas. To be mevatlit, afila inish lema rak trufa. Vim nizbashla betafshul shel heter, ain't tzarech ela shishim and atafshul avatla. When you mevatl eggs with other eggs, you need 61. Because no one's going to measure the eggs, they'll just count the eggs. Since not all eggs are exactly the same size as a siyog, we say 61. But if you cook an egg, a peeled egg, with other foods, so then you only need shishim, not shishim va'achas, to be mevatl. Then it asks the things that cook with it, even if it's not peeled, as we said before in the Taz. When you measure shishim, the shell itself absorbs some taste, and therefore it also counts, right? Now, this is the sheet of the Mechaber. The Ramah we're going to see in Sivav, we'll see the sheet of the Mechaber, but this is the sheet of the Ramah. But the Mechaber sheet is that an egg peel is enough to prevent blias from going out. It's not true about going in, but it's true about going in. That the blia of the egg, which is Maya Ba'alma, does not go out of out through a egg, through an eggshell.
So if eggs are cooked in a cholent to make it hard boil, that egg would be fleshing because its potential of the blias.
Right, the blias go in and it's fleshing, but it prevents blias from going out. Now.
So here's the summer chalak. Before there was no bitul achilu beilah.
Because before it was talking yavesh b'yavesh, it's a whole egg that's mixed with other eggs. I mean, here it's also a whole egg. It's a good question. Why does he say here in this vashel b'tashel heter? No, because here he means that you can recognize the treif egg. You recognize that you have one bay of tmeya and 60 chicken eggs, or 58 chicken eggs, or 68 chicken eggs, right? So the treif one you're throwing away. Now the blia is batel b'shish. Before he meant that you can't tell which egg is which, so there was Yavish Biyam. Okay, so here, there's a Gavada Gakasha, Mishulay Diskin. He has a Kasha, there's this minig, which is based on the halacha and Sun Samach Bav, to cook three eggs at one time, so that it'll be bottle if one of the eggs had something wrong with it, it'll at least be bottle Barayv, which helps Manat Torah. And that's why the minig is many homes to cook at least three eggs at a time. Now, the egg, you're cooking one egg with two other eggs, but there's water also. Now this egg with the other two eggs is taka mimbeminai, it's batel b'rayv. But this egg in the water. It's lechaira a mimbeinai minai. It's something that's mimbeinai minai. So why aren't you worried about mimbeinai minai? You need shishim. It's not enough. You should have a minig. You should only cook eggs and 60 times as much water. The answer to that is there's a rule. The rule itself is a machlaikis and peizayim, but the rule is, the Shulchan Aruch passed it this way, you say salek. Salek means that any time you have, at the same time, cooking mimbeinai minai, you're allowed to be mekel and say salek es einai minai kamisha einai. You take the einai minai and ignore it, and the minai is rabba alav umavatla, and the minai is mavatlit, and then it's already bottled in the einai minai too. This is the way it works when you're cooking eggs. And that's halacha psuka and this in the sum above, and that's zakter of Yeshua like diskin. There's something wrong here. The egg b'chayshish, one of these eggs gives out bleus. Why? Eggs don't give out bleus through their shell. Teretz says, we're afraid, shadi tichla bakula, that this egg started to form into a chicken, even in the early stage, what we call a blutstra. It started to form. It has more taste, and the taste is going out. So we're being chayshish, the taste goes out. The other two eggs are eggs that are regular eggs. Legabi, the water, the other two eggs don't give bleus into the water. We just learned here in the Shulchan Aruch that a normal egg does not give bleus through the klipa. So what's the heter of the water, the heter of the pot? What's the heter? Because we're saying that the min is batel b'minai. And then, salek esheinai minai kemisheinai, v'rabba olamim avatlai, he says, bishlam of the eggs, I understand. Each individual egg is mutter, Because why did it get bleus from? The bad egg. Right? The bad egg gave bleus into the water and into this egg. And this egg didn't get the whole bleus of that egg. It's right, good egg. Me a bad egg. The egg is good. But most of us are not so concerned about the eggs. We're concerned about the pot. The pot should be awesome. Because the pot didn't get bleus from the two good eggs. It only got bleus from the bad egg and the water. And that's without shishim. So why does it help to save the pot to cook one bad egg with two good eggs? Why does it help? If you chayshish the bleus go out because of shadi techla bakula, it started to form, the other two eggs can be matzel the pot.
If you can select the pot,
won't help. You only salek it, you say salek, and then it's bottle, and then
you put it back.
But here, when you say salek, it's not bottle. Where's the bittle? There's no bittle because the other two eggs didn't give anything into the water. So you can't even say salek by the water.
We don't need the water. The bittle is hard to play, huh?
Yeah, no, but Salek works. Let's say I have a piece of nevela and two pieces of shchuta, and a whole shalot. So I say that the nevela and it is bitl bottle of the shchuta, and Salek. What is Salek? Not a magic. It means any meat taste that I taste is a taste that's roiv good. When I eat the beans, I'm chalila, I should eat it, but if I would eat the beans, I would taste meat. But that meat taste, there's already a meat taste that's only me at Nevela and Rav Ksher. That's this one I turn, remember me nice bottle, so it's not an Issa Dereis. But that's only good if in the beans I have the taste of everything. If I only have the taste of the egg that's no good, and I don't have the taste of the other two, so Vaita, the whole thing shouldn't work.
If all I have in the pot is three pieces of meat.
No water.
No water.
Just right. I would say Salek and the pot would be Mutter.
Minatayr. I can eat the whole pack, right?
You can use the pack, yeah. Minatayr.
I can eat the meat and use the pack.
Right.
So if I add water, then it becomes
you
worse?
No, it's the same. If you add water, you still say salek, and the pack is good, Minatayr.
If I add chorish?
If you add a zillion things, it's always good.
So what's the problem?
Problem is only by eggs. Because by eggs, the two eggs that have shells, according to the Bechaber, they don't give taste into the pack. They don't give any taste. If I would just put these three eggs in a pot, I wouldn't say salek. You could never say salek is only if the three things give taste into the ein aminai. If only one of them is giving taste into the ein aminai, you shouldn't be able to say salek anymore.
If you only have one
treif egg giving taste, it's a problem. It's a lomdish akasha, and it's a gavaldik akasha. I found a marsham in the tshuva also has the kasha, the chelik beis, but the kasha is a very stark akasha. It's a mitzvah to find the teretz. What? All right, we have to see. In Simon Samach Vos, if Dalit, I believe it is considered to be Min B'Minai, because the tam is one tam, and that's why we're Mekel. That's my recollection. But the tam of the Shadi Tichel Bakula does go out, because it's already a tastier egg.
No, but why do we?
What?
We put three eggs because
right.
It doesn't taste one of them. Either.
Right. So the other two eggs will be mutter. Because each of the eggs, well, the eggs will be, the egg will be mutter because the pot will arrive. The question is that could be a hetter for the egg. It can be a hetter for everything else.
I just wanted to
okay. This is a lumdis to leave you arguing with. Yitz Hashem, next week we'll continue.